Now, as we were talking earlier this morning, the world is celebrating or commemorating the International Youth Day tomorrow. Now, so far, we have heard from the youth, and we've also heard from you as you contributed through our text message line and through the phone calls. Now, what are some of the challenges that youth are facing, and what is the main potential of youth in South Sudan? Well, to continue in the same spirit ahead of the day, we are glad to be joined by a guest from the Embassy of Canada to South Sudan, Canadian Church D Affairs, Julius Ebiyemi. Julius Ebiyemi, good morning, and good to have you here on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
I hope I pronounce your name correctly.
That's not bad.
Okay. All right. So how is it pronounced?
Ebiyemi.
Okay, Ebiyemi. Thank you for joining us here on the Miraya Breakfast. So now, Embassy of Canada to South Sudan is also focused on youth. So let's talk about your support to the young people of South Sudan. But first of all, how important is this International Day of Youth?
Excellent. Youth is actually very central to what the government of Canada does in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. I will premise my short remarks today by recognizing when I was growing up in Nigeria as a young guy, mm-hmm. I very much liked the opportunity that was presented when I participated in what the government of Nigeria used to organize then, called the NYSC, mm-hmm. National Youth Service Corps. Mm-hmm. So that actually is a program that I think I've spoken at length with the senior leadership here in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Now, back to what the Embassy of Canada does, or what the government of Canada does here in South Sudan in regards to youth. We recognize that youth are not just the leaders of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They are the leaders of today. Youth empowerment is actually a very key component of Canada's feminist foreign policy and our feminist international assistance policy, through which we champion the role of young women in particular in driving change. Mm-hmm. For example, the Women Deliver Conference just concluded in Kigali, Rwanda, a couple of weeks ago. And the first one was in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. And Canada is quite very proud to co-chair the UN Generation Equality Forum Action Coalition, A6, on feminist movement and leadership along Malawi and the Netherlands. And that program aims to support not just adolescent girls, movement and leadership, but youth-led organization and movement. Mm-hmm. Also here in South Sudan, I recognize and very proud of what we've done with Gender Talk 211. Gender Talk 211 is a former grantee of our Canada Fund for Local Initiatives. And after receiving this funding, the organization went on to put together the first ever intergenerational feminist conference in South Sudan. And this was a youth-led process.
Great. Now, as we always had, and you didn't say, you did mention that the youth are not only future leaders, but they can as well participate in changing, you know, changing a lot of the future. But let's talk about empowerment of youth, or empowering youth, the importance of empowering youth particularly, and whose responsibility is it?
That's an excellent question. Often it says that South Sudan is a very young nation, mm-hmm. not just because of the age of its independence, but by population, over 73%, if I'm correct, mm-hmm. are considered young, which means under the age of 30. And sometimes it's often said that the young people, they are rambunctious, they cause trouble, but that is not the way Canada sees it. Mm-hmm. Canada sees youth as an asset to any nation. I read somewhere where it says the glory of the youth is in their strength. So mm-hmm. the nation definitely is primarily responsible for grooming, for providing resources, for providing capacity building, education, services to the youth of the nation. So I want to recognize the role of youth in driving change and flying the flag of South Sudan on the world stage. And I have a number of people that I also follow, like Niall Deng, Luo Deng, Aduta Cage. These are famous South Sudanese that are really doing very well on the international stage. So when we look at peace building in South Sudan, we should just look at beyond what we think youth as perpetrators or victims of conflict and violence. Youth are leaders, they're change makers, they're peace builders in their own right. And once we give them the opportunity and the support to thrive and to excel, then they will contribute meaningfully to nation building.
Great. Now, what are the plans of the embassy in regards of young people of South Sudan? Like, basically, you did mention what you're doing now, but what other plans do the embassy have?
Excellent. Primarily, most of our programs are embedded within our development, our humanitarian, our peace and security. They're all encompassing, putting youth and especially women and young girls at the center of our programming. But also our Canada Funds for Local Initiative is actually structured in a way that it targets youth organization. And I'm very proud to say even this year's funding went to six organizations, and all of those six organizations are youth-led and they're youth-run. And the programs that they're championing are definitely benefiting people at the grassroots in South Sudan. So in future, we want to continue this trend. We want to ensure that the youth of this country are provided the opportunities for them to shine, for them to participate and not be excluded to the side.
And you have been working with South Sudan Youth for a while now, and of course from the embassy as well. What will you say is the biggest challenge facing youth in South Sudan?
That's an excellent question. The biggest challenge facing them will be creating the space for them to be able to express, develop, grow, and be a part and parcel of nation building. When we open up the space, when we're inclusive, when we want their voice to be heard, and we recognize their contribution, then that actually enlarges the space for you to participate and contribute to the process of peace building and nation building. I recognize that elections are coming, and my appeal is that the civic space is opened up so that you can participate and they can make their voices heard in selecting their future leaders in South Sudan.
Great. Now, what would be your message to the youth, basically?
My message to the youth is very simple. Don't be sidelined. Let your voice be heard. Participate. Be active. You know, get out there and contribute meaningfully to the building of this nation. And I think that is a message that I want to be heard loud and clear, that youth reject violence, they reject conflict, they get good education, and they participate and make their voice heard in building a just, prosperous, inclusive South Sudan.
And tomorrow event, is there going to be an event, an activity is taking place for tomorrow?
We don't have a specific event planned or lined up for tomorrow. This is one reason I came on today, so as to give a shout out to the youth of South Sudan. Particularly, there is one that I would like to recognize, which is the African Youth Action Network, one of our Canada Fund for Local Initiative grantee. Is a youth-led organization. They front youth as advocate for social and integrated development in South Sudan. So I'd like to give a shout-out to them. But in terms of an actual program, we don't have one really lined up for tomorrow. But we are really very proud of the youth of South Sudan.
Ambassador, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. And yes, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and that is the Church Affairs of the Canadian Embassy in South Sudan. Ambassador Julius. You can share your thought with us on that conversation or any that you have had. This is the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning.